Do you know what blockchain is?
No.
I heard about it 100 times. I never really knew what it was, and I still don't know if I understand it. But I'm still reading this one book about how the guy wants to take the internet and make it so that everyone who uses it gets paid for whatever they contribute to the internet, if that's used for something else that is then profitable.
Okay.
So like artificial intelligence with like translation services or whatever kind of thing, that's based off of people who generate that data for those programs. They don't like just think of it. Like artificial intelligence doesn't just be like, oh, I realize they just take huge amounts of data. So this guy's saying like basically how to do that. And I forget how he described it, but it's like HTML is like one way in the way it connects. And that what Google did was make it two way, where it like hyperlinked everything together. But this would be, so basically he was saying like stores are, and the internet are like a tree model, where it's like eBay. It's like, you know, it facilitates all these sales people do with each other, but eBay's the root of it. And the, I think it's
thick fucking roots.
It's a thick fucking roots. You can't do it. You can do anything you want on there, but all roads lead here. Same with Amazon. All the roads lead here. This was more like, this would like completely eliminate that, to where like there's no stores or anything. There's just the web, all one big marketplace, and you just sell your wares, buy shit, and that's it. And then anything you're typing, any content that's getting used, you're getting paid for that all the time. All
right.
So like, say like you do in the article, it's, or in the thing, the book. Basically, books too would become completely obsolete, because the information would just, I mean, don't get me started on how paper's a prison, dude. I mean, you know, I'm an audiobook guy, but basically they're saying like paper, everything is just completely obsolete.
All right.
You're just flowing information in, dude. It's fucking sick. But he was saying that it would be like if you're on the beach and you like figured out how to do some sort of long sandcastle thing, like how to make like a sand bridge in a sandcastle. And then like people see that information, and then like some guy, you know, does something, covers it and puts it on the news, whatever. Then they're just like boom, boom. They send you a bunch of money one day, and you're like, oh fuck yeah, sweet. And that would be happening like constantly.
Wow.
To where you're like, if like when you go viral at all, you would just get paid at once, and it'd be happening to people so much that,
you know, how much fucking bread the Iceman would have right now?
He'd be fucking clocking. So it'd be that, and he's like, that's the only way we'll be able to get through this. Otherwise, it's just going to be the big servers just collect all the data and just don't give anyone money.
Yeah.
And he's like, and we're going to be fucked with automation. He's like, we're like literally doomed. That's such a sick idea, dude.
It is.
I don't
nice.
Know why they don't do it.
Pay people for their ideas?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's with the internet. You can log into the internet every day and just be like, boom, boom, start answering questions, fucking around. You can just clock in and get paid. And
you know who would be making a lot of money?
Who?
You. You're a shaman, dude.
I'm
you
doing
dish
pretty
out,
well on the internet,
you
dude.
You dish out hot ideas.
I take a lot, though, too. I fucking...
But just washing your ass in the bathtub?
French bath, dude. That'd be
fucking
50,
poor
that'd
man's,
be 50 bucks.
That's a French bath. Yeah.
That'd be 50 bucks.
You probably made 50 bucks just off... people listening to this and giving it a shot. I bet at least 3 or 4 dudes went for it.
Oh, definitely.
Of the listeners?
I'd be curious to see
maybe
how many.
A hot babe, dude. Oh.
Whoa.
I didn't even think about a babe listener going for it.
Whoa, a French bath?
A babe taking a French bath? Oof. Just taking it. You ever see Tub Girl?
Yeah. I have seen that.
Tub Girl was like early.
That was like
early internet.
It was Lemon Party, Tub
Lemon
Girl.
Lemon Goatee. Period.
I remember Goatee, they're stretching out your asshole. I saw Goatee, I was kind of phased. Tub Girl fucked me up. I
Tub
saw
Girl
that.
Was
like,
crazy.
Lemon Party was funny to send people.
Lemon Party
is LemonParty.com. It was dudes spinning their dicks around.
No.
Was that Lemon Party?
Lemon Party.
Was that Meat Spin?
Meat Spin. Is guys, a gif of someone swinging their dick. LemonParty.org.
Yeah.
I think it's .org, is three old dudes.
In a bathtub?
No, one of them's making out with a guy who's getting his dick sucked by another old guy. It's so fucking funny.
That's what that was. That was
and
so...
people still fall for it.
Dude.
And I think one's Blue Waffle.
What's Blue Waffle?
I forget.
Just Google it.
Blue Waffle is a rough one.
That's funny. You know, Amazon's sending a...
Lemon Party.
Amazon sending
Lemon Party holds up, dude. That is still
Lemon
fucking
Party
hilarious.
Is a fucking classic.
Lemon Party.
I can picture those three old geezers, dude. Very frail.
It's fucking great. Sucking dick when you're that old.
Getting filmed too.
It's awesome that that was a website. Just a picture. Just one picture.
Oh, dude. That's got to be. That might not be photo. That might be photo. It looks like three of the same guys. That might be Photoshop,
it's
dude.
Way before Photoshop. That's
true.
A real fucking picture.
Oh, dude. Oh. That's fucking rough, dude. I don't. Oh, look at the guy's dick laying on.
I know. The other guy's dick's
oh, dude.
Laying on the geezer's pubes.
Please.
That guy has a decent root, though.
Please, I just had my smoothie, dude.
All these geezers have decent roots.
Let me see that root again.
But decent root.
It's pretty fat. It's a nice little
good
fat boy.
Thick root, dude.
And I mean, you can't tell how long
bushel
it is.
Bushel of pubes?
Coming through the bushel.
True. That thing could be in the back of that other geezer's throat.
Exactly,
dude.
Although you can tell it's starting to narrow in towards
it
the top.
It is. It seems like that guy's got the tip.
He's got a hold of the tip.
Pyramid.
Plus, if someone's photographing me, I'd be like, put your mouth, just eliminate that tip and don't be going down too low.
It's awesome that guy's just laying there taking it, though. The guy that's getting his
dude,
dick
that's
sucked.
Three of the same
he's
guy.
Not
that's
moving.
The same guy.
It's not the same guy. It can't
Fuck,
be the same
man.
Guy. Look at that feminine dude on top with the hips.
Very Greek, dude.
Very Greek.
You see his fucking, just his wiener just looking out of the camera, just laying on that other guy.
Man, it's great that still makes me happy.
Seeing sending that to people was like a definite rare delight. Although I think that's a, I wonder if, because I know it's like a misdemeanor to send people pornography against their will.
So really?
You could have pressed charges against someone who directed you to lemonparty.org. Although it's a hyperlink. I don't know if technically it's like you clicked on it.
That was like whitehouse.com as well, far as.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
What? Is that blue waffle?
Yeah, this is all really horrific shit.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh, there it is. That's what it is.
What is it, bro? What is it, dude?
Oh, my God.
Let me see.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. Ah, dude, what the oh, it's like, oh, dude, enough. That's the. What is that from? Why is it all like
it's
that?
Blue sniz, dude.
Oh, Jesus, man. That's tough. Jesus Christ.
Wish I hadn't done
Seen
that
the
one.
Blue waffle? I never saw the blue waffle.
Blue waffle's tough.
That's the name of Bezos' moon ship's called Blue Moon. He should switch it to Blue Waffle.
What's Bezos' problem, dude?
Dude, he's trying to compete with Musk. He's being a bitch.
He's a bitch version of Musk.
Yeah, dude. Musk is like basically like, no, we're going to Mars. Musk eliminated. We talked about it on Patreon. Yeah. Sorry you didn't hear, but he basically eliminated Uber. He's gonna Uber and Lyft are like toast in about a year.
Yeah.
And he's going to Mars. So Bezos was like basically recreated the fucking moon mission. It's like nice, dude. They did that in the 70s. So he's gonna like drop stuff on the moon. It's like okay. Musk is in fucking Mars.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Just
Bezos.
Weak. He's just like, well, I do cool space stuff too.
I think both of them are fucking gay.
Musk is the man.
Musk
dude.
Is
take it back.
Yeah, he was pretty chill on Rogies.
He's the fucking man.
He might be retarded. I think he might be tricking everybody and pretending to be an evil genius.
He is, dude. He's a fucking just his new idea for. I mean,
it's cool to come up with these ideas. Anybody can say this. Be like, I have a battery that's worth a million miles.
Dude, Musk
like,
doesn't.
Let's see. Let's
Musk
see,
doesn't play,
dude.
The Tesla is the best.
I'm from Missouri,
car.
Dude. You got to show me first.
You show me state.
I'm the fucking show me state.
See, Musk, the Tesla was the
am
best
I crooked
electric
letter,
car.
Crooked letter.
Best. Am I crooked letter? The best electric car was a Tesla, easily. And dude, he's going to continue to dominate. You don't just go out there and say like. One year.
Teslas are for douches right now.
It's about to be.
This is all the beta for the Tesla. If you drive a Tesla, you're pretty much corny.
You're paid, dude.
There's a few dogs I know that have
Teslas
that are
fucking
pretty
sick,
chill.
Dude.
If you drive a Tesla, you're definitely wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
At all times. That was very nice of you.
Getting a baby table? Hey.
What?
Shane's mouthing insults to me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he is.
It's nice.
That's what you got to do.
They probably hear me whispering.
It is funny too because it was a used table from Craigslist.
Gay bitch.
I was like, I got you, and I like took her to like Norristown. I'm like, we're getting you a table from fucking someone in an apartment.
Don't worry, babe. I got this.
Got this, babe.
Yeah.
It's like an apartment complex, and like strong armed a table out of there. I was like, I only have 100, dude. I told you, no deals.
Oh man. Is it a nice table? I mean, it's 100 bucks.
It has a leaf.
As a leaf?
You can, like, when it extends out.
Oh, okay.
So like,
is that what that's called?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a leaf.
Huh.
So it's a built-in leaf.
Is it spelled L-E-I-F?
I don't know. So I think that's Leif Garretson, dude.
That's a name for sure.
I think it's regular L-E-A-F, though I am going off Craigslist, which...
What's the fucking explorer's name?
Leif.
Leif, but what was his last name?
Erickson.
Erickson, yeah.
Call him Leif Garretson.
You called him that.
I called him. I know. I called him Leif Garretson. So, yeah, that was sick to negotiate someone down. It's a good feeling. The power of negotiation.
Yeah, negotiating is sick.
You want 150? How about 100?
How about 100?
Oh, but 125. 100 firm.
100 or
walk.
Go ahead, find someone else.
Yeah.
The funny thing on Craigslist, shitty table,
dude, people will just give you it. Like, yeah, they yeah, just yeah, want to yeah, get rid yeah. of it. If they get yeah. anything for it, they're happy. So the way to do it really is have two email addresses. Have someone go have your one email address to hit them with a super low ball. See where they're made of. They might agree.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Oh wow. And then
if they're like, no, that's too low. You know, can I do 75? Come in. You're like, yes. Or if like I need 100 at least, you come in from your other email. Like, I'll give you $100.
Damn.
Bam, baby.
Wow.
Craigslist assassin.
That is good.
Yeah, man. You can make really like four email addresses. Go super low ball. Email him some weird sexual shit from another one. So by the guy's like, dude, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, I'll give you $50. The other one's like, yo, I'll suck your dick. And he's like, what the fuck?
I gotta get off Craigslist.
Like, hey, I'll give you $75, man. They're like, yeah, come on, just come get it.
We gotta end this fucking Craigslist bullshit. I gotta get the fuck out of here, dude. Perverts are finding me.
It's weird. Did you ever do a Craigslist deal?
No.
It's you like go into their house. It's pretty weird.
You did that one Craigslist deal.
Yo, bro.
You've done a couple Craigslist deals,
actually,
haven't you?
I tried when I was in college. I tried to actually prostitute myself on Craigslist.
Really?
I put an ad out. Holy it was like, fuck, only dude. Chicks, no gay shit, and like no one responded. I was like 21. I was like, older women wanting to have sex. Rates are very cheap and affordable.
Oh, my God.
I figured I'd try. I was like, fuck it, you know? Maybe. Nothing, dude.
I can't believe you thought that was a good idea.
What, to prostitute myself?
Yeah.
I was like,
do you
maybe...
know who you would have been fucking?
No.
Do you know what type of woman is using Craigslist to fuck people?
I have no idea because I never got contacted.
I promise it would have been a nightmare. It would have been that same African masseuse you ran into that cleared his throat.
Yeah, right, dude.
No, that wasn't an African dude. That was a black dude.
That was just a straight up linebacker. That was a retired linebacker.
I just misremembered the story because he only caught like African immigrant.
Yeah. That's the only
in his little spider web.
He's like, I'm surprised you fell for this. Usually it's like African immigrants and like
other. Oh, yeah. Refresh. Tell the listeners that. So that was early in the cast. So a lot of these people don't know that story.
Yeah. Well, if you got, for those of you who don't know, new fans, Fairweather fans, what's up?
But, and this is in the vein of Matt. Matt's a real Craigslist assassin, especially even.
Well,
even
I was.
All types of bargains. Let's just say that. Back, from tables
heavy,
to come.
Heavy barter. But back in my day, I used to go on there, you know. More so around wintertime, looking for squeezers, dude, just lonely and cold. And I was just looking to get a squeezer, dude, and I stumbled into the den of a large trans woman. And I escaped. Long story short, I escaped, so we're all good.
That's so, it?
That was the story, yeah.
Didn't the guy, like, clear his throat?
Yeah, well, the whole point of it was I was in there, and I'm like, dude, as soon as I walked in, I'm like, this is not a chick. I was like, fuck. And I sat down there. I'm like, I got to get out of here. I could have been physically overpowered. So that's the size differential, and I'm fucking pretty jacked.
What was it like, dude?
What?
Were you afraid for your life?
Yeah, I fucking was really scared.
That's how being a woman is, every day.
Well, don't go fucking looking for a squeezers off
Craigslist,
ladies.
Well, no, but just anybody that can physically overpower them.
That's 100% true. That's got to be scary.
Yeah.
But you've also never been punched in the face before, so, you know, that's why
you kind of act like
that. There is a trade-off. It's like, yeah, but, you know. There's bodies of literature preventing you from being punched in the face. Just laws upon laws. Mm-hmm.
That's
how they do it, dude.
Did I send you the video
get you.
Of the security guard?
No.
There's a video of a security dude that's hilarious. So fucking funny. Walks in. They're like, the gun's fake. And he's like, too bad. Starts shooting him.
Yeah, there's these two black kids robbing a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And then this black security guard or cop or what? He's a security guard. He busts in.
Busts in on him. It's the
Caps
funniest.
A kid.
Yeah, he shoots one of them. The one guy goes, the guns are fake. And he goes... too bad, or says something
he's
like that.
Mine's not.
Yeah.
He shoots a guy in the arm.
He's going to die. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Dude, that was awesome.
You should have thought about that before you robbed this 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Now you're going
to
die.
Oh, that was so funny, thinking about that guy just being like having the worst day ever and seeing two kids and be like, yes, pop, pop. Fuck these guys.
Oh, man. You should have seen this sick tweet I had this weekend.
What'd you have? You're still fucking...
one of the best tweets
ever. You're still breaking the internet,
I'm still
dude?
Crushing the tweets. This one was... hold on, I gotta fucking show you this.
Because
I was watching, I spent a lot of time watching Denny's fights,
mm-hmm.
which is just black people destroying Denny's in fights.
Like fucking white managers getting their asses kicked.
Except
I saw
that one.
The one I saw, the guy tombed. Yeah, I saw that before.
At IHOP, he fucking tombstoned a guy.
Yeah,
I've
seen some pretty good, some IHOP battles.
I think my favorite one is a Denny's fight. It's Halloween in Oakland.
Yeah.
So it's like two squads of black chicks fighting each other, and they're all
in
dressed
costume?
Like, yeah, they're dressed like bumblebees and fucking, and one squad is out in the dining area, and the other squad's basically in the kitchen at this point.
Uh-huh.
They retreated to the kitchen, But they're all just finding shit to throw at each other. They just fucking destroy this place.
Yeah, being in costumes is pretty nice for that.
They're all fat black ladies dressed up in like princess outfits throwing plates at each other. It's so good.
That's pretty fucking funny.
So I thought this was a great tweet. And yeah. It's really not taking off what like I wanted to. Yeah, it's got 10 likes.
That's pretty
zero
good.
Retweets though. A lot of people don't.
Some people don't have the gumption. What is it?
I said, if we're on a kick of individuals being responsible for their entire race's actions, I think black people owe at Denny's a sincere apology.
No wonder nobody retweeted that. Liked it. You got 10 likes.
They had 10 likes. Anybody that's seen a Denny's fight knows, dude.
Yeah. That's a tough.
That's the black community's greatest disgrace.
Denny's
fights.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get behind on. Because it's not really trending right now. It's like gun violence is trending
pretty
hard.
Yeah, out of nowhere. I was just like, well, I assume everybody's seen Denny fights. They know what I'm talking about. And then, that's a good one.
It's good, Shouty.
Who else you got?
Spud. What's up, bruh?
Spud.
That's it.
I was just going to read the lineup for Digital Graffiti. I was just going to shout out John Kensel.
Hell yeah, dude. Kensy, what's up, dog?
Shout out Tyler Koslack.
Definitely.
T-Kaz.
Whew.
No T-Kaz. Pigeons. That used to be his screen name. NP4Kaz. No pigeons.
It was no pigeons?
NP4Kaz.
He probably got a ton of pussy.
Yeah, he
did. I'm being dead serious.
He did.
Yeah, I can tell.
T-Kaz is a handsome bull.
Yeah. If you have that screen name, you definitely got ass.
Yeah.
No, what was your screen name?
Sorry. It was TankND77.
Damn.
Which is a sick fucking screen name.
That's really
tank
tight.
Because when I played backyard football, I was a truck.
You was trucking people?
Trucked everyone.
That must have sucked having to tackle you playing
ND,
backyard football.
Because Notre Dame football.
Of course.
And 77 because that was my cousin's number who played at Notre Dame.
Damn.
Tank ND77.
Shit.
Everybody was trying to get a piece of that screen name.
Oh, definitely.
What was yours?
Fat Matt 61.
Oh, yeah. You fucking
owned
being fat.
Well, first it was Fat Matt 36 from Wu-Tang's 36 Chambers.
How old were you?
I forget. Whenever, I guess I was in like sixth grade when that came out.
Damn, you were repping Wu-Tang?
I had older brothers. So yeah. I had a Wu-Tang poster. It was sick. Got it for Christmas. So yeah, I used to have Fat Matt 36, and then it was Fat Matt 61, because that one, something happened to it, and then I got my football number, 61, O-line. And then I got my screen name taken away.
Why?
I made an insensitive remark after the Combine shooting on AOL.
Holy shit, dude.
Well, it was totally not related to it. The day before, I was fucking around talking about like guns and shit and shooting people. So no, it was
holy
totally
holy shit.
It
bud.
Was a joke. It was totally unrelated. And then the next Columbine happened.
What was the joke?
It was like I quoted some song lyric about like shooting people and all this stuff. So I used to listen to a lot of rap. And then the next day, Columbine happened. So my mom saw. I got reported on AOL in a chat room for writing shit about guns and stuff.
Oh man, what were you saying? You have to remember.
It was like roses are red, violets are blue. I have my barrel to your head. What the fuck are you gonna do? It was like a Beastie Boys song or something. And I thought it was like funny, and I put it in there. I don't even know why. And the day after I got reported, so Columbine happens, my mom gets an email like, your son wrote this, and she's
holy
like, you're
shit.
A fucking... I'm like, I wrote it beforehand. She's like, I don't care. So I got no AOL for a year, and then my screen name after was Fat Matt Strikes Back. A year later, I had AOL again.
Damn, you were fat shamed quite a bit, weren't you?
Oh, big time.
That sucks.
My brothers used to kill me, dude. They used to call me, they used to call me Thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs.
Thunder.
Old Thunder.
Or just fat. They'd be like, yo, fat, come here.
Fat
Matt. Instead of Matt, it was just fat.
You weren't even that fat, were you?
I was chubby.
Hey, you're just chubby.
I was pretty. I like convinced myself I was going to be in the NFL. So like, I started eating, like, I started bulking up from high school to get big. I just got fat and slow. And I sucked. I just got fat to play football and ended up just sucking and being fat. And I was like, oh, man, this sucks.
Yeah, I was on an O-line diet.
Were you really?
Since like day one.
Damn,
like
dude.
Like steak and milk every single fucking day. Then I'd lift. I was like, whoa. Yeah, I was bred to be it, but I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Didn't have the fortitude for it.
Well, it's tough on the shell, O-line.
Yeah,
I mean, us two retired O-line men can talk about it, but it's tough on the shell.
Yeah, a lot of people can't.
Nah.
Can't talk about it the way we can.
Nah,
it's good we both owned our stature through our screen names.
That's tough. Fucking tight. Tank, Fat.
Tank and Fat Matt. Big
dogs, and then a football number reference. That's tight.
Football number. Yep.
That's tight.
I bet half our listeners had the gayest fucking screen names.
Dude, I guarantee it was probably like Nautica Cologne 42.
Oh, fuck. I forget what Caitlin's was. I remember it. It's so funny.
Girls had the gayest
girls
screen names.
Girls was all like Sunshine 88.
Yeah, like Flower Sunshine Girl. Or it'd be like their age. It'd be like Sassy 15.
Yeah. Ooh, so I would meet girls. Like that.
I don't
Christ,
like.
What's going on today? We had to delete a cast because Matt was talking about fucking kids.
No, I wasn't. I was talking about a fond memory when I was younger that nowadays would be frowned upon.
Dude, they're bringing back to Catch a Predator.
Good.
That's what I heard. I hope
didn't
they
Hansen
you.
Get busted?
I hope
doing
somebody
some shit?
Catches you.
Catches me what?
Fucking on a chat room.
I don't go on chat
trying
rooms.
To talk to Sassy 15.
Going on chat roulette, fucking jerking off. Dude, that's sick how guys do that.
What, jerk off
on chat roulette?
That's a good little fucking change of subject there.
I don't fuck young girls.
What are you doing here? Why don't you grab a seat?
You're accusing me. Oh, you're fucking Hansoning me?
Yeah, you got Hansen right now. I'm actually 12.
We should figure it out. You're 12?
I'm a hot 12-year-old boy.
Damn, dude.
That you've been seducing.
That is true. I have been seducing you. Might have sent you a video of my dick at one point.
Yeah.
I'm busted.
What did
I'm
you say?
Fucking busted.
Yo, I'm busted.
Yeah.
He said, I'm busted. I was
ew,
like,
no.
What?
Dude, it's gay.
Hotcast.